Yeah, welcome and God bless everyone to another Thursday fellowship. So I'm going to open up a word of prayer. Thank you, Father God, for your wonderful grace and your compassions, your mercies, your love, your care and your kindness, Father, to us. I thank you for all the things that we don't deserve, but you do them for us anyway. We didn't deserve salvation, but you gave us it just purely by us believing. And that faith and that confession of Jesus Christ as Lord, making our Lord Jesus Christ as Lord. We thank you for blessing everyone on here tonight. I thank you for blessing Lawrence and Kim for hosting this again. And I thank you for just a great fellowship, hot sharings and testimonies and whatever's in people's hearts. Father, I thank you that we hear from you all the way through. It's your words, it's your works, and I just thank you for that and give you praise and glory right now in your Son Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I guess I'll start the sharings off. God is awesome. But we all know that already. I've been having fun with a tumble dryer recently, believing God for something, and then something came through, and it's one of these sensor things, and I think, okay, it's one of the top brands. Then there was a little problem with it, and I'm ringing this company, the manufacturer. I went through about 8 people emailing me back and forth, and not one of them had a clue what they were talking about, and I'm thinking, okay, this isn't engineers then, is it? This must be the like customer support people. And eventually I opened up YouTube and watched videos on it and found out what the problem was and told them. which isn't how it's supposed to work, but never mind. Then I'm waiting for them to get back to me. This was at the weekend. Monday and Tuesday rolled by, and Wednesday I thought, right, enough's enough. So I rang on Wednesday morning and I said to them what the problem was, what's happened, and all these people in the emails, and I said, I don't know what's going on. I said, right now I'm thinking about getting a refund. Then she was booking an engineer for the 7th of June. I'm like, what? 2 weeks for an engineer to come out and look at this dryer? I said to her, are you serious? Is that as soon as you've got? She said, I'm afraid so. So I said, I'll get back to you. So I came off the phone and rang the shop I bought it from. And I said the same thing to them. I said, I'm thinking about getting a refund. He said, well, we could always send you a replacement instead tomorrow. I thought, what? So just like that, I got a replacement. And the time slot they gave us was like between 12 and 4 in the afternoon. And I said, that's fine. They ended up delivering it about 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning. So even sooner than expected. And it was great because I could get out and do what I had to do. My mum was able to go out. It was brilliant. So nobody was put out at all. And still yet to try it out. So, but praise God. He does take care of us. And he looks after us in so many different ways. But this week I'm... you know, on the faith and confession thing still. And just continuing to look to God. You know, when Abraham was promised to be the father of a great multitude and the father of many nations, as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore, so shall his seed be, it didn't happen immediately. And he had to be patient. You have to be patient to wait for God's timing for it to happen. And I guess, I believe it was 10 years or so, or maybe more, before the promise came to fruition when he had their first son, Isaac. And it was against all the possibilities, all the odds. But God never makes a promise and then goes back on it. And I know he said to me years ago, I was walking along, Father, what shall I pray for? What do you want me to desire? And he said, laborers. He said it to me as I was walking along the street. And then I, it just came to my heart about the fish of the sea, the sands of the seashore, the stars of the sky, and I thought, okay, that's what I want then. You said it, so I knew you're going to do it. So I know that no matter what things look like in my life, that God never breaks a promise. And you see it throughout the scriptures, in the written word, and when we put things to the test with God, we see him come through. And it just, you know, but it can be anything in our lives, whatever it is that's in our lives. And I was thinking today as well about being led by the Spirit of God. And daily I just thank God for leading me by his Holy Spirit. Because for as many as are led by the written Bible, are the sons of God, right? No. The Bible wasn't there before they started being the sons of God. As many as are led by the next person? No. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So Jesus Christ walked by the Spirit of God. And we see what happened when he did that. Signs, miracles and wonders everywhere. Everybody was healed that came to him. If spirits needed casting out, they were gone. Lepers, he just put his arms around a leper and cleansed the leprosy. I guess we can be our own obstacles at times. I know I need to learn in the financial area how to see the prosperity. So I need to fine tune myself in certain details so that I can see God's promise of prosperity flow through my life. And God never lets me go without anything, but I know he wants me to superabound as well. But there's ways and means, and there's the stewardship. The first thing of all is giving to God first. And giving to God first is giving to the ministers that are ministering to the people. And that's the first part, which is honouring God. Or if you like to call it tithes, abundance, sharing, or offerings, whatever you want to call it, it's fine. It says, Father works in your heart to give, so give. Not grudgingly or of necessity. But literally believe to receive back, and we sow our seeds and we believe to receive back. Then it's the stewardship of what we've got left. And so, Father, okay, help me to steward what I've got left. Give me the wisdom. Where can I, you know, get the best deals? Where can I cut back? Where can I really see how to make this work for me? So, and it's funny because, you know, I nearly said tonight, we're going to talk about the love of money and how to love money. And then, yeah, we're going to learn all about how to love money and pretend that we don't really love it. No, we're not fake, right? So, but money can be a friend. Money can go to work for us. And it's learning how that can work. There's unbelievers now to operate the principle of it, but they don't do it to God. And I want to learn the principle they learn so that I can do that to God, heartily, yes, to God. So that, because everything belongs to him anyway, so I'm just loaning it. I'm just using it while I'm on this earth. So, that's pretty much it for me. That's, Father's been working my life this week, and with different things, I've been opening doors. But I'm still desiring the things that God desires, and prosperity and health, the two things are supposed to go hand in hand together. Just like in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve were perfect, they were prosperous, they were healthy, they didn't lack anything anywhere, they were happy, happy, right? They were in Happyville, as Sangate puts it. I know the word happy is one of Kathy's favourite words, right? How to be happy, that happiness, that joy of the Lord. And, you know, God is happy when we're happy. When we're putting him first, he's able to do so much for us. And even more probably than we've ever imagined possible. So he's happy when he's like that. So the prosperity and health go hand in hand together, and it's just grabbing that in our minds. And it's like Lawrence says about paradigms. We change the paradigm of what we're used to and replace it with the paradigm God says. So yeah, that's it for me. I'm going to just leave with an encouragement, just I guess not to give up, wait on God, but keep moving in the meantime and keep believing and expecting the impossible to happen moment by moment by moment, and don't get talked out of what is rightfully yours. If it's health, then don't get talked out of receiving full health. If it's prosperity, don't get talked out of your prosperity. If it's labourers, don't get talked out of those, your own field, then don't get talked out of it. Because if you do, that's the enemy talking you out. So, all right. So, God bless you. Thank you very much for the opportunity to share. I want to pass that over to Peter Lloyd next, please, my brother. God bless you, brother.
Let me unmute myself here. Well, yeah, so that's great that you figured out how to fix your washing machine without them actually fixing it, and Jason. So, but then you got a new washer, which is great. So, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I just had something similar to that happen. My phone here is very hard to, it doesn't want to accept the charge, and it takes forever to charge it. And I was thinking maybe, you know, hey, I got to go get another phone and this and that. And God said, just get a new battery. So I went, I went on Amazon, and it's $10 for another battery. So that saved me a lot of money. You talk about stewardship. Yeah, that would save me a bunch. So I just ordered it. And, really not a whole lot going on with me. Just, I've been listening to those positive confessions, and there was another teaching that Lawrence did that I listened to. Let me get to it. Really blessed. He was talking about how to operate the power of the universe. And it's, let me see where it is. It's down on ways. Oh yeah, it's God's kingdom authority and how to exercise it. And that teaching, man, it's like you're talking about positive confessions, not giving up, not backing down, and just realizing that we have that authority. That, you know, say what you want, not what you see. Be positive. You know, don't waver. And that's really good teaching. I mean, if anybody has listened to it, go listen to it, because it really blessed me this morning. I try to listen to something every day, keep my head on straight. And I'm just amazed at how effectual this doctrine is. You know, how it's the way God built the universe and spoke these things into being. And we have that, since we're related, you know, to God spiritually, you know, we're a new creature in Christ. We have power too. And when we speak something, you know, it comes to pass. And when it's down in our hearts and we want to, you know, and we believe what's coming out of our mouths, it's going to happen. You might not see the fruit right away, but you will see it. Just like you were talking about Abraham, Jason. He didn't see the fruit right away. But he did see it, and God is faithful. He's faithful to his promises. He's not going to back down on any promise that he's given his children, because he loves us. He's going to fulfill everything that's written, and he's going to, you know, the things that he said to us is going to come to pass. So we can be confident in that, and keep on speaking the positives, and keep on claiming the promises. Unless I get really inspired to say something else, but that's pretty much what I have to share.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Peter. Yeah, that's wonderful. So God's working that in your heart too. So, yeah, awesome. Next, Danny and Amber. God bless you guys. You want to share next?
Hi,
Awesome. Yeah, bless you guys. That was really, really great. And it is, it's easy with our Heavenly Father. And when we get with Him and we put our desires to Him, then everything is easily and freely done with God. And, you know, there's one little evening I would like to share. What happened was we had Amber's ma and her sisters come over and nephew. And, you know, like, mine and Amber's heart is always to share God's word, to show people that, you know, there is a truth, there is a right way of believing, and there's another wrong way of believing. And, you know, this right way is God's way. And, you know, He wants us blessed. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to see as He sees. And, you know, we are to walk as He is now, which is awesome. Like, we are as He is. And, like, God has given everything to us to make the decision, you know, because God will not go against our free will choice. So when we stand and we make the right choice to, you know, believe the right things and to believe what's being shared and what's being taught, and, you know, we also get to see the pattern as well in the Word of God of how God moves. And when we take out our agenda and how we think, then God can be freely move, freely open the doors where there's going to be great power and great manifestation of His glory, of His light. And, you know, God has designed it that He would work within us to do this. But we have to just go to Him and, you know, and say, God, I desire this. So, like, seeing God again come and really just do this with Amber has blessed me so much, because, like, God is faithful. God will send when you ask. He answers, like, and He never seems to fail on that point. And hope, you know, having high hopes, high expectations, see, for your life is very important. For, again, it's like Habakkuk, if there's no vision, no goal, you know, it is, you're not going to achieve anything. So we need to have high hopes for the future, you know, having high hopes of where you're going to be and what God has in store for you. Because if you have no vision, there's no goal. There's nothing there. It's nothing. It's unfruitful. But with God, and you ask God, like, you know, God said to Amber, you ask me for the desire. And God gives the desire when you truly go to Him. And it's really awesome, because God has been giving me high hopes of visions of, you know, really seeing people being delivered, coming to the one true living God, where, you know, we live from the place of knowing His truth. You know, we are blessed. Yes, we are blessed. We are more than conquerors in every situation, which we are. And really taken to the narrative of God's way. That we can heal the sick, we can cast out devils. Like, the devil is seeking whom he can devour. He's putting his narrative on the systems of the world, and we don't want to believe that. We want to believe what God says, and we say what God says, because this is who we are now. Because the old me, Danny, is dead. So I have the new man in me, which is living and powerful, and it doesn't seek its own, but it seeks to serve and to love others. And this is what God has done to design the body, so that we are all to serve one another in love, edifying one another, speaking those right encouraging words, knowing that, you know, God wants us to pray for the laborers, for the harvest, because it is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So this is very simple, but we really have to desire. God, you send me, like, this is what I expect now. I've given it to you, I expect, and God will rapidly do. And I really believe, for, like, I am not being wavered in to the left or to the right, but we are going to be fully focused. And this is the commitment we have made to God. And it's great that I have, and me and Amber have, the opportunity to share our hearts, because we really are going to see the Word of God move powerfully. And just like India, just exactly the same, like multitudes and multitudes of people rising up, hearing the Word, the right spoken words, which is going to set them on fire to go to God and to desire and to have hope. To have hope that that God has the plan. See, you know, I always say in life that, you know, a lot of people are, you know, do you believe in destiny and things like this? And I always say, you know, it's down to us and our choices and what destiny that we want to end up going to. So, like, it's really the choices in our hands. And God is saying, come unto me, ask me. And when you again go to the Word of God, like they went to God, like they looked upon to God and asked, and God worked on their favor, on their behalf, and God is working on your behalf. So go to him and ask him, say, God, you know, I'm lost, like not lost, but I'm lost. I have no vision. I have no goal. So give me the desire. Father, I want the desire. I want to see your Word move. Like, this has to be ultimately the only thing. Like, that's what you want. Like, if I wanted to be, again, if I wanted to be the world champion, I would put all my time and effort into being world champion boxer. So we do the same with God and listening to the encouragement, because it's just really fantastic that this is really simple, really easy. All we have to do is trust God, ask him, and he will give it unto us. And it's God that does the work. We need not to do anything but to trust him and to know that he is opening the doors for us, and that when it's time to speak, we're going to speak. And when it's time to cast out devils, we will cast out devils. But let's be entrusted with the small things first, and let's grow up and into him, into Christ as a body, and encourage one another. So, like, this is just really awesome. And God is just so great. He's awesome. And I just want to encourage you guys to really keep going to him and really have high hopes for what God has in store for your life. And he will surely meet it. So bless each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you. And you are in my prayers daily. And I encourage you to continue to fellowship one with another and to build one another up, because this is really important that we do this. And it's just really great for that. My dad's been saying it for years, and God has truly opened my eyes to see. And a matter of fact, God actually brought it through another place to actually make me see that I was meant to connect to my dad. So, like, God is awesome, and God has been moving greatly and really awesomely. And it's just an honor that I can serve God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and especially with my papa, my best friend, and my mum, because they've been a great witness for me and Amber. Forever. And I've seen God do amazing things, and I'm just so blessed and thankful and humbled that God is again opening my eyes to seeing that he really is in control when you trust him, and he is moving the evil things out of the way, and he's opening the good. And I'm just so blessed. I'm excited. Really, I'm really excited. And I love each and every one of you. Yes, I bless you all in Jesus' name.
Wonderful, wow. Dan.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Danny and Amber. That's amazing. That's amazing. That's literally what it's about. That's literally what this is all about. Thank you for that. Next, I'd like to pass it on to Miss Rebecca Jansley, please. Do you want to share, sister?
Hello and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. I hope you're well.
God bless you.
Thank you very much, Danny and Amber, for your sharings. And I would just like to share, I think this week I have, I feel like I'm in a little bit of, in awe of God, all of God. So I'm just in a little bit of a, I don't know, my mind is completely changed. I feel excited against that. I feel like I'm a new Christian again, if that makes sense. I just feel excited about everything. I've just been like praying and really going to God. I've been really trusting Him with everything, and really, I've been going to Him to, like, so much. My mind feels, it's all I'm focusing on is God. And obviously I have children, I have to do my day-to-day thing, but my first thought is God, my last thought is God, and I pray, and I just asking Him what He wants me to do. My life is, I've obviously got two children, I've got to be a mum and stuff, and do my mum's stuff, and my daughter's too, so I have certain people like I see, but I've asked God to let me recognise who I need to see and who I kind of don't need to see, because who you do fellowship with is a massive thing, I think, in day-to-day life, that you, for me, having my two-year-old, obviously I want to keep her entertained, but some people just aren't too good for your mind, and I know I've just been praying and asking God to remove the people that aren't going to benefit me, or be kind of like, I want my world in a world, like in a world full of Christians. Obviously, that's gonna is a little bit impossible, but my world, I want that. And I've just been praying and asking God, and He's like, I used to rush around a lot and just, sorry, my son is like really trying to talk, bless him. But yeah, I used to like rush around in my days, but this week I've just like been resting with Him and really been spending time with my children, not going to see people pointlessly who don't benefit me at all, and it won't benefit really even my daughter seeing them. It's just a place to go, if you understand what I mean. So God's really just been showing me a lot this week. I've been watching a lot of godly films, and He's been really enlightening me in like their true story films, in different parts of them. Sorry, 2 seconds. Different parts of films, and these different films, you've just been enlightening me of God's, of His power and His grace. And I just feel completely different. I'm so, so blessed. And I had a great one-on-one with Lawrence yesterday, and he just spoke a lot of truth into my life, and what I need to act on, and how my attitude needs to be. And I said to Lauren Chessie, it was absolutely brilliant one-on-one, and I just felt completely different. And I know God's working in me, and He's gonna show me what He wants me to do as an individual, and as part of Sister in Christ. So yeah, I'm really, really blessed, and I hope you all are also. That's all I really wanted to share this week. But thank you very much.
Bless you, Becky.
Yeah, thanks, Becky. Yeah, the one-on-ones, that's another important key to moving with God, really is. You really want to see things happen, the one-on-ones with the ministers, because that's how God has set it up. So when we look at Jesus Christ, He had one-on-ones with people that came to Him. He didn't go after everybody. In fact, he didn't really go after anyone. Anyone that desired came after Him. Even the 10 lepers were healed, and 9 of them left Him, but 1 came after Him. And He said, where are the rest of them? Well, I don't know, they've got. So, yeah, it's God's setup, it's his plan. So, thanks for that, Becky. That was a great sharing. And next, I think over the pond to America, back to America. Kathy and Sarah, my sisters, are you there? Would you like to share?
Maybe go to Bambi. Kathy's not there, Jace.
Okay, I don't know where she's gone. Okay, Bambi, would you like to share next, please, sister?
Hey, everybody. I'm sorry. I just got done wrestling with some situations over here. So can you come back to me maybe in a few minutes? I just got off the phone with somebody. And I'm still.
Yeah. Okay.
I want you to tune back in the fellowship for a minute.
No problem. All right. Marie Carol, anything you want to share, sister?
Yeah, why not?
God bless you.
I don't know what I'm going to share. I'm just going to be led by the Spirit here, but just God bless you all. It's really good to be here this evening. While your sharings that I've heard so far from the guys have been absolutely beautiful. And yeah, God is faithful. He is so, so faithful and so awesome and so wonderful. And I've just been having, you know, it's been a great week. It's been busy with work and other things I've been doing. And I got really blessed the first thing this morning when I woke up. I fell asleep fairly early last night because I've been arising at about 5 every morning. And I was asleep by 9 o'clock last night. And I woke up to a message which really was from God, because just the background of it, one of my best friends, Joanne, and her husband have been trying to conceive a child for the last 7 years. And they have tried everything, IVF and various other avenues. And Joanne had come to me and asked would I pray, and I prayed and I prayed consistently, and I was just speaking it into being that she will conceive a child in her womb. I said those words with conviction every single morning and every single evening before I fell asleep. And I woke up this morning and on the message was a scan of her little baby. So she's with child now, and I'm so thankful to God for that. He is so faithful, and, you know, I knew it was going to happen. And, you know, when God promises you something, you know, it's going to happen. It's there for us. And he is so faithful and so loving and so kind, and I'm so in awe of him. Just every day he's just been so amazing. I'm nothing without him. And even in my giving, abundantly sharing, you know, he really blessed me this evening. I got gifted money this evening, and that's all, you know, it's God. And as Jason was saying, you know, it's when you give, God is going to give you exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. And I was really blessed by God this evening when that money was gifted to me. I wasn't even expecting it, to be honest, I wasn't. And I got gifted this, and it was a large sum of money. So yeah, I'm super blessed. You know, God really is good, and he's really, you know, blessing my family, you know, my earthly family, and I'm so blessed with how things are going with all of them. And, you know, I'm obviously praying for their salvation every day. And, you know, God will open up that door, and I'm expecting great and mighty things to happen. I mean, word over Ireland, word over the UK, word over Europe, over the world. You know, and I think Danny and Amber, yeah, you're great what you're going to do. So just keep plugging with that, because God is going to bless you so much with an amazing fellowship. I really see that. I see it in my mind's eye. I see great healings. I see, you know, just people being healed of cancer, AIDS, people risen from the dead. We've so much to look forward to, and just get excited about it every single day, because God has an individual plan for each and every one of you guys, and He is so faithful, as I said previously, and you know, He'll never ever let us down, and He is just a wonderful God, and I'm so thankful unto Him. And I love you guys very, very much. And you know, I'm just confessing every day, you know, If I get a bout of fear, I'm just confessing, no, I am strong in the Lord. It is Christ in me, the hope of glory. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the works that Jesus did, we can do those works and even greater works. Mm-hmm. And I'm continuing to minister to my mom with her eyes. I'm so excited for that day. She's got an appointment next Tuesday, guys, with her eyes. So just pray about that. I'd be very blessed if you did. But I'm looking forward to the good report, because God is faithful, guys, and He will never let you down. So just keep peaceful and be happy and be blessed. I love you all, and that's what I wanted to share.
Excellent.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing. That's great about that couple with the baby.
Yeah.
They're pregnant. Yes. So excellent. Baby. Excellent. Yeah, that's beautiful. And you know, you say what you want, not what you see. Your mum's healed. So it's done.
Amen.
It's absolutely
Amen.
Done.
Amen.
So, brilliant. That was wonderful. Thanks for sharing. So now over to my sister Kathy and Kathy and Sarah, would you like to share, please? God bless you both.
Oh, God bless you all. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful to be with you. Great heart and sharings. It's amazing to me how much God wants to do for us and how much He already has done for us. And I have spent so much of my life trying to make things happen for God, and I think I pretty much missed all the things that He had done for me. And so I'm coming to this great practice. I've been practicing, and about letting God do the work. And so, you know, I've been thinking the last couple of days about, again, from God's perspective, because that always really helps me, but, you know, what is it that God really, really wants for me? And, you know, how does He want it, how does He want my life to look, you know? And, of course, we know we have Christ in us, and as He is, so are we. And yeah, it should look like that. But then the process of sort of, it's Happyville, putting myself there, and I really very much love that word, because for me it really says what it is all about. And I really think about the way God began with mankind, like, we're talking the Garden of Eden, right? And when God made the Garden of Eden for Adam and Eve, He made it in a specific way. And the way He made it was perfect. And it was beautiful. And it was everything that man would be happy with, and everything he needed, and everything that would be a blessing to him, God put it in the garden, you know, and Adam and Eve actually did not have to work for anything there. The Lord, Jehovah, planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He placed the man that He made from the dust of the ground. And so when he said to them, you know, freely eat of everything, everything I have provided for you is absolutely the very best. And, you know, we kind of think like Adam had to work in the garden, really, but I know it says to keep the garden, and we kind of think that means, at least, okay, I'll speak for myself, it sort of means like he was a gardener, right? He had to till and, like, keep the weeds out. I mean, were there weeds in the Garden of Eden? I don't think so. Actually, they came afterwards, right? The thorns and thistles. So it doesn't really say actually keep is the word, protect or preserve. So he was supposed to protect and preserve the garden. And from what? Yeah. Okay, so the interesting thing, though, is it was perfect, it was beautiful, it was amazing, and he wanted man to be happy. He wanted man to be so, so blessed. And but then we know that didn't turn out well. Okay, and then when he was driven from the garden, then God said, cursed is the ground, and from the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat, and in sorrow. And that word sorrow means toil. Okay, now there was work. Now man had to work to nourish himself, whereas in the garden, all he had to do was freely eat, just partake of all the beauty of what Eden was. But now, from the sweat of his face and in sorrow, he had to provide for himself. And ever since then, it's been about work, about man having to work to take care of himself. And you know, the interesting thing about that word, Eden, that word Eden is actually pleasure. The word pleasure is the word Eden. And the first usage of that is Sarah, when she was talking about shall she have pleasure when the promise of Isaac came along. The word pleasure is Eden, you know, and I love that because you know what? That says something about God. To me, that says a lot about God. That Eden is, you know, the word pleasure is Eden. And then, so, you know, the way God wanted man's life to be is to be like he began with it. That was the beginning. It got all messed up after that. But the way God began with mankind and life is what he wanted. Okay, and that was a beautiful, pleasurable, easy, perfect place. All right, so I like going to the beginning of things because it sort of sets the standard for everything afterwards. And then life gets hard, though, you know? Certainly mine was, too, but that was never God's intention. And then so then we come, you know, fast forward to where we are now. And, you know, in Christ Jesus, God restored that beautiful state to us. And that is at his right hand, and that is as he is, so are we. The right-hand side of God sharing in that inheritance of the Lord Jesus Christ, who earned it, and I didn't earn it, but he did. But God put me there to share it. He put us all there to share it with him, with the Lord Jesus Christ in his body. And in that place, it's perfect. It's Eden and then some. It's better than Eden. But again, it's restoring that state of joy and happiness and pleasure to his children, because that is what he wanted and what he wants and he still wants. And, you know, I think about the good works, the foreordained good works too. And that's been new for me this year because I never really thought of that verse and never really understood it either. But again, for me, one of the great examples of this, and I have to have examples, examples are really good for me. So there's many examples of how God, you know, works things out. I mean, really, for Jesus Christ, he gave him foreordained works, right? Those are foreordained works. They were even prophesied long, long ago. And Jesus Christ did them. And, you know, but the one I love is the one of the house of Cornelius, receiving Holy Spirit, and Peter, who had no idea when he walked into that foreordained good work what it was going to end up like. And, and he's just on the rooftop praying, you know, like we all do, right? We all do that all the time. But this time God showed him a vision, and it was a really unusual one, and one that he wasn't like really thinking was so great because it was all those unclean things. But God said, no, don't call unclean what I have cleansed, you know. But then the way God set that thing up perfectly with sending the angels to the house of Cornelius, and then Cornelius sending the guys to Peter's house, and Peter seeing the vision. And of course, at this point, Peter has no idea what this is. This is foreordained good works, and he didn't really need to know what it was ahead of time, right? But God had planned it out perfectly, because this was God's idea. That the Gentiles should also receive. And so, now we know how it goes. We all know the record. But really what it was God was saying, Peter, you know, I have this thing that I want to get done. And I need you to go do it. And you don't really have to do much, because I've already planned it all out. It's perfect. It's all set up. There's some guys at the front door. You know, you just need to go with them. And didn't even tell them what to say ahead of time. You just go with them, and then they'll take you where I want you to go. And then when he got there, of course, we all know. He opened his mouth, and he spoke those words that God gave him in that moment, real time, what those people needed to hear in the house of Cornelius. And so what is so striking to me, and the point of this, is that, again, I don't have to figure all these things out ahead of time. How many of those kind of foreordained good works does God have for me? Like, because when Peter did that, he was participating in this thing that God had already figured out and desired to have happen. But Peter got that great blessing of taking the words to the Gentiles, and the first time Gentiles got born again and spoke in tongues, Peter got the blessing of doing that. But all it was really was Peter was just doing what God asked him to do. And he didn't even know, like I said, he didn't even know all of what that was going to be. He just did what God led him to do. You know, and so this all goes, and I'm going on, but to me this all goes to the point of, I don't have to do it. I don't have to try and plan everything out and figure it out, what's going to be good for God, or for me, for that matter. Because God has those foreordained works, and they're spectacular works, and he's already arranged them. He's just asking me to participate. You know, that's the easy part, because he's already enabled me to carry it out. Just come along on this grand plan that I have, and do what I just direct you to do, and say what I give you to say. That's it. That's the easy part, really. And so, it is a happy life that God intended for us to have, and he did give us one. He gave us happy, joyful, pleasurable. And then there's the side of God who gets the pleasure of doing it, working in us, right? Isn't that what it says in Philippians? For it is God which worketh in you, both to desire, the word will is desire, both to desire and to do of his good pleasure. So God gets pleasure working with me, through me. This makes God happy. He gets pleasure. There's a number of places where God talks about his good pleasure. Right, so what I'm doing is I'm participating in all those foreordained good works that he has for me. That gives him the pleasure to work in and through me, and me the pleasure of seeing that end result that is so glorious to him. You know, okay, that to me is like, an amazing thing that I've never really figured out in my former understanding of life and living for God. So I guess what I'm saying is the beauty of the life that God has given to us, it is Eden restored to us. And it should be pleasurable and happy and all those good things, because that's what God desires, you know? And that it is easy, and that God has these wonderful works he's already arranged for us. And all we're doing is walking into them, really, as he directs us to go. He'll steer us here, he'll steer us there. He'll give us the words to say, and I think he's given us the really, really easy part. And that's what really makes us happy, you know, seeing how God works those things in us. Because he is working, he's always working. So, yeah, Eden. So that's what's been on my mind for a few days. I love you. That's all I want to share.
That's amazing. that was amazing. That was like I was saying about the happiness. God is happy when he can do these things with us. And, you know, we get happy, we get blessed. And it's so simple. It's just obedience, loving obedience. That's all it is, not sacrifice. But you know what, Cathy, it's funny because the record of Peter and God showing him, saying, kill and eat, Peter. No, I've never eaten or something, was going through my mind the last couple of days. So as you were sharing that, I was saying, come on, Father, what is it? So, he sure has great works lined up for us, and I think, yeah, that must mean he's got something great coming up for me then as well. Thanks for sharing that anyway, that was great. Bambi, are you ready to share yet, darling?
Hey, how are you all? I can.
Yay,
I can.
God bless.
Yay. Yay, let me see. I've got Mr. Mango with me. Say hello, Mango.
Oh.
He loves fellowship. He always comes and hangs out with fellowship. So, yeah, I have just a whole lot going on, so I just want to start off by saying just how much I love you all, because even though I've got some stuff going on here that is just not from me, it's not godly at all, and just a situation happening with my biological family, just even if I wasn't able to listen to the first part of the fellowship, I'm so thankful that it does get recorded and I can listen to it later, but just what a blessing it is to hear your voices in the background while I've been dealing with some stuff happening in the forefront, so... Anyway, I'm here. I actually was thinking about not sharing because I was a little bit stressed out about what was going on in the situation, but then God kind of showed me, he didn't kind of show me, he showed me that what it was actually Satan trying to take away a joyful thing to share with you all rather than me, you know, coming on and being excited to share things with you. And I'm not going to let him do that. So I'm going to share. So anyway. I have a very long story that I'm not going to tell the whole story, but the end result is, Lawrence and Kim, thank you both so much for your support over the last few months. It's been very difficult, but I got married right before the pandemic and had a wedding planned and was going to send out invitations to everyone, and we got separated in two different countries, and God did a lot of really amazing things for us over this time. But when I went back to Nicaragua, I did go to do some things, but I also went to go see that husband that I had picked up that I had not seen. So we had a wonderful time, and God really blessed us with, you know, I've said it before, every time Satan tries to do something for your harm, God will turn it around for your good. And I did contract COVID, but then I got 2 extra weeks where we were just able to hang out together in a hotel room because we couldn't leave. So it was really nice to just be, you know, spend time with him and really get on the same page. Where we had been when I first left Nicaragua. But it was really just a really wonderful time as well, because we got to spend the last 15 months talking through every single day and praying together in the morning. And we had this weird point, because when we all went into this whole COVID situation, you know, we got married in January. January turned into February, and then we had the whole thing in March. And he asked me at one point in March, have you sent out the wedding invitations yet? And I said, no, I haven't, because I'm waiting till after I finish the big event with the Department of Justice. And when I came back, we went on lockdown. And so every month we had to keep postponing things until eventually, obviously, the wedding was postponed. And only a few people knew that we had gotten married. We did a little service because of everything that happened in Nicaragua, because all the mayor's offices had been burnt down in the protests. And so we knew the paperwork would take months and months and months to get a hold of. And so what we did was we just did a little legal service. We had just a handful of people there, took a bunch of photos. We had a really fun time. And then I came back to the United States. But amazingly, we got the paperwork. It's supposed to take months to get the paperwork. We got the paperwork in a few weeks, and a friend of ours flew to the United States, to Miami, to do something for 3 days, and there was a post office next to her hotel. So she brought the paperwork with her and mailed it to me. So I got a copy of the marriage certificate right before lockdown happened. So it was just a really amazing experience. All these things came together for us, and it ended up being really an amazing year. You wouldn't think that that would be an amazing year, but it really was. And I just want to, again, thank Lawrence and Kim, because I talked to them, and I was like, what do? We haven't told anybody. And it wasn't meant to be that way, so it ended up being a very awkward year, because I always, of course, wanted to share that with everybody, but we never knew when that was going to end. So anyway, that's my exciting news. See, I sent some of you postcards if I had your address. So... anyway, that was not meant to be the wedding. That was meant to be just like a fun day, but it ended up being the wedding, which was fine. It ended up, I think, cost $15, so that's good with me. So that's what I have, and I love you all, and just thank you all so much again. I love just hearing your voices and everything, like I said, with the stuff going on in the background, and I look forward to sharing more with you all next week.
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent, Bambi.
Congratulations to Bambi and your husband.
And we kept our mouth shut like you asked us to.
We didn't tell us all.
Wow, so amazing. Amazing. See, the God of the impossible. You can even make a marriage happen in a lockdown. Isn't that incredible? And then bring the people back together. That is an amazing testimony, Bambi. Thanks for sharing that. Now I would like to pass it on to my sister in Germany, Barbara, please. God bless you, sister.
Oh, Mom, God bless you.
God bless you.
Yay.
Okay, now you can see me. Hi.
Yeah.
Yay. I got blessed this week, and I, with, friends of mine are coming over to visit, and they were so nice as to hang up my pictures, and they arranged for me an offer from my oven is broke, and for several weeks, and I've trying to get in the process of contacting somebody, and that somebody didn't respond, what happens is this nice couple that helped me went to the shop here in the town and talked to the owner and had all the measurements of my oven and the stove on top, and now the owner had only one oven and stop in the shop left due to Corona. They have shortage in delivering things, and because there may be parts missing, only a screw missing. And, but, thanks to God, Bishop has a own exactly in the size I needed, and it's a blessing. It's coming from a German factory originally, and it's the best, absolutely best company of oven, and so God blessed me very, very, very much, and that's all I want to share.
Wow, that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah, again, the impossible, God of the impossible. Yeah, the exact one for you. Yeah. That's brilliant. I love things like that. Oh, wow. Thanks for sharing that, Barbara. Yeah. That's encouraging, actually. That's encouraging. So everybody, listen to the testimonies. Is anything impossible with God? No way. Nothing. Not one thing is impossible with him. He's created an entire universe. What are we afraid of? What are we worried about? Nothing. If something goes wrong, he knows how to fix it. And whether it's in a human body, an animal body, or whether it's in goods that we need, he knows. He's already got it figured out. So with that, on that note, I'd like to ask, we're going over to Ireland from Michael and Madeline. Would you be blessed to share, please, my brother and sister in Ireland? God bless you both.
God bless you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Thank you, Jason. I loved hearing everybody's. And congratulations, Bambi. That's so fun. Yeah. I love that your wedding cost $15. And because most weddings here in Ireland start at around 20 grand. That's euros. Crazy people here in Ireland. Yeah. But anyway, I'm just enjoying the pleasures of being God's child. And I have a lovely big run of big frames, big kind of dark bronze frames to finish for this guy in a castle. And I'm going to make loads of money out of it, and it's fun money, Michael Shinnick. And because God does want us to have fun, and I don't mean that in a silly way or whatever, and not pay bills or anything like that. Like, he does want us to. I've never really been good at this kind of formula with money, but I love to give, and He has always blessed me and taken care of me in the most amazing ways. I mean, when artists are leaving the profession, left, right and center here in Ireland, they can't cope anymore. They're not making money. I've been making money all through the lockdown, and people seem to find me. I'm not even going out searching a lot of the time. I didn't search for these. Somebody rang me and she said, I thought of you because this guy from America was looking for things. And he's the guy I'm praying about, that I bring him to God, back to God. Because he was raised a Christian, and he ran a youth group and everything with his church. And I, from the sound of it, he got really burnt out, you know, and which happens a lot of people. We just have to be in tune with God and his still small voice. And he has ways of blessing us that we couldn't imagine ourselves. Because I often think, how come I didn't think of that? It's so simple. And this would be God's way, you know. And I'll be getting a really good bit of money for this now. And I love being able to bless my family, like pay for my grandkids' soccer and buy them new boots and buying the best of stuff. You know, okay, get bargains, but we're God's kids, you know, only best. And it reminds me of, and I don't always have to buy the best, because God knows that I love Laura Ashley and a couple of other designers. There's one Irish designer I really like, his clothes, and so I just got a present of a coat. This Lever was leaving to go live in Spain, so she gave me this beautiful, beautiful coat made by my favorite designer. And it's probably worth about 500 bucks at least.
Yeah.
And Laura Ashley's scarves and everything. And I remember when I was in America and I was really cold that winter, we were in WOWS. I don't know if any of you have heard of the WOW program. It was something that was available many, many, many years ago when I first heard about God, and things like that, you know, a class and stuff, I think really saved my life. But we went to live in Boston, me and Dipna from Ireland, on a wild program, it was so funny. And God just used to bless us so big because we both loved shopping and clothes and hats and stuff. And my mother arrived over from Ireland with a suitcase full of the most gorgeous clothes for both of us. She was so sweet. She bought them for my little wild sister as well. Her size, shoes, underwear, everything, skirts, tops, the whole works. And my sister had been on a world tour. She finished in Park Hospital in Baghdad. And she was flying all over the world on a world tour. And she stopped in Haiti and bought us these saris and sarongs and everything. So we went back to the Rock of Ages that year, dressed to the nines. It was the funniest thing ever because a lot of people, you know, have been very good with their clothes all year and they're minding, making sure they were patched over or whatever. And they're looking at the two of us like this brand new, gorgeous outfits. And we were just so in awe of God. And I thought, gosh, this is really real. He really is real. And it took me so long to believe that he loved me that much. That with all that's going on in the world, that he's the creator who made the mountains, who made the ocean, the life in the ocean, that he would give it to us, whether I had an Irish designer coat or not. But that level of love and care is what has drawn me to him over the years, over a lifetime. And that is the love that why I really can never see myself walking away from God. You know, I know we can't guarantee these things, but seeing that love, I don't want to live without that. I don't want bits of it. I don't want little scraps every so often. I want to see it all, you know, all the time. And that's what I try to teach my little grandsons. That relationship with Jesus Christ, your Father has cattle on a thousand hills. You know, you are not, I don't allow them to talk poverty, well, they're too young anyway to think that, but no, the best of the best for God's people. Absolutely, you know, and we are worth it now because of what Christ did for us, you know. God laid down his son's life for us, you know, and we have rights today, and it's just a simple walk with God. It's the most delightful thing. It's a simple walk. He showed me how to paint these. These frames are incredible. I mean, they're big and they're majestic and they're amazing, and that's God, you know. And Michael did most of the painting. I just stood there kind of with the whip and stuff, you know, mind that spot. But that's all I wanted, you know, I wanted to share. But I remember very briefly when I was in Boston and I was freezing cold that winter, and this is what showed me God. And I needed a coat, and I was not long in the world. I had gone to America to see if God was real, because I didn't think he was real here in Ireland, even though I had heard about him. And I was very cold, and I kind of prayed for a coat, and then I didn't because I thought that would be just annoying God. I mean, what a stupid thing, praying for a coat, when there's so much more important things like I should be doing. Anyway, I was invited over to dinner, and this girl said to me, Madeline, do you think I should make bathroom mats out of this? Just come, because I know you're really good at design and everything else. And she had this mink coat. And I don't like killing animals to make my coats, but anyway, that's just me. But I was like, oh my gosh, that coat is beautiful. And she said, well, I never wear it, and I've got loads of, my mom has loads of these and whatever. And I just thought they'd be, I said, can I do a deal with you? If I buy you bathroom mats when I get paid, do you not want this coat? She said, no, would you like it? I said, yes, please. So I walked out of there with a mink coat that had a collar up above my ears. It was like something Grace Kelly wore in the 1950s, and this long, long, long mink coat that she threw up in the air and it floated. It was so beautiful. And I think that was one of the first times I realized like exactly that. He loves us. He loves us that much. It's like the joy I get when I buy my grandson a little sand bucket and shovel for $2 or whatever. And the joy in his face because he knows he's loved. You know, and that was me. So that's me, guys. Yeah, we're going to have some fun this summer with that money, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go gorgeous places and eat like lobster and everything and, yeah, dine out and dig out and whatever. Yeah. Okay. So, over to my hubby.
Good evening, everyone, and congratulations, Bambi. And that was really keep that quiet, but anyway, God bless you, and God bless that human, you know. And I was just thinking there this evening as different people were speaking, and this is the thought came into my head, you know, we have an atmosphere, he's very real, you know, and some, most of the time I get pleasure out of kicking his butt, like, you know, but we wrestle, God has given us, he has shown us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So, you know, when I'm out there doing whatever I'm doing, sometimes, or a lot of times with natural man, you know, I've got to think about what's happening, you know. Okay, to me, when I pray to God for something, whether it's a dollar or $1 million, it makes no difference to my God. He is no price. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. You know, it's the same believing that can guarantee me results. Now, it's not a formula. You know, I have gone through, I was just making up my mind the other day, I have probably gone through a couple of million in my lifetime. Personally, I've been up, I've been down, I have had companies, I've really been on a castor for many, many years. Today, I came off of that carousel probably 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and I went to work for a company, and I always had quite a big salary, you know, I was in management, you know, never worried much about money, and even today, where I live on a pension, just a pension, quite a small pension, but we get by because I have a God, and he has promised to supply all my needs. And, you know, when I speak to God, I say, this is a promise. You either want to do it or you don't want to do it, you know. But it's me speaking to God. God promised in his word that he supplied all my needs. And I have learned over the years, needs and wants are two different things. I might want a Ferrari up in the drive, but I need a car to get out in this place where I live, to get back into the city. We've got to supply people with a car. I need a house to live in. He has given me a house. I need clothes. And, you know, And one time I was obsessive with clothes, and I still look at wardrobes today, and I probably had too much clothes. And today I am quite happy, quite blessed to float along. But God has been very clear to me in recent years when he has shown me that, number one, he gave me his word. And that word he magnified above his name is his word. It's a powerful word. It's a word that can divide asunder. Like, you know, it's like a two-edged sword. It's powerful. And if I didn't believe that, I would have no business being on this Zoom call this evening, none whatsoever. If God didn't work for me, I would have no business being here this evening. But God works for me. If I have a situation, whether it's his health being under attack, my health, my finances, or anything else, I go to God and I give it to him. And I don't take it back until I get an answer. You know, I will always get an answer. And, you know, there are times when I have seen stuff that would look in the natural realm to be impossible. And then I have to think, it's not me, it's God who has said all things are possible with God who believe. All things. And I just give it to him. Whatever it is, I hand it over. Health. I've had many issues threatening me with health. But today I can say I'm fine. I have been delivered from these things. You know, I have had many issues. I have never worried too much about money. It's been up in the air. Not at the time. I'm probably a bit silly, but it's been there and it's not been there. And but again, if I have a need in my life, if I need a pair of shoes or if I need whatever it is, I need to change the car, I say to God, well, you know, it's you or it's up to you to make this available to me. And, you know, recently I had to do that and I got a very good deal. And but it was during the first part of the lockdown here in Ireland, and I had to travel from here to Cork, which is probably 200 miles. And another person to, I don't take too much notice, number one, of our politicians in this country. I'm not a person to break laws either. But I went along and I did this in an orderly way, went and collected this and brought it back. And, you know, and that night coming back, I remember we had a storm and, you know, I didn't run into any roadblocks. I got home safely. But in conclusion, what I'd like to say is this, that, you know, that I believe when I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and not to lean to my own understanding, when I acknowledge him, he blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. I acknowledge him. Not me. I'm nothing. You know? I'm just nothing. I'm body and soul, but I have spirit. And it was by grace I got spirit. And I see here this, you know, in this country, I admire Danny and Amber, what they're trying to do. I see here in this town I live in, we moved to Galway from Clare. And through the years, there's at least 100 people here, believers, all arguing with one another about this, that, and the other thing. But it is lovely to see, it's refreshing to see young people like Danny and Amber. And there would certainly be in my prayers, because anyone like Lawrence or Danny or Amber that puts God first, like they do, go out there, day in, day out, irrespective of what the conditions are, because we know we rest not against flesh and blood, Now, how many people do you speak to and they say, yeah, I know all about this, especially here in Ireland. Everybody knows about God here. They're all Christians. Not really, but they are all Christians. I tell you, what's the point of telling me about God? I know everything about God. Like, I mean, I've been a Catholic for 40 years. You don't want to tell me about God. You know, so it is. We live in very hostile territory here, and I'm aware of my limitations, totally. But I know that God, there's no limitations with God. He can flow our mind in every situation once we give it to Him and trust in Him. That's basically what I've got to say, that, you know, it keeps on popping up in God's word, just trust me. And it's a small word, but with a lot of deliverance attached to it when I do it. Thank you, Lawrence, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you very much, Mike and Madeline. That was great sharings as well from you guys. And, see, everybody's got something to contribute. All the sharings tonight have been different, but it says God is working in each individual life. And think about how much you've seen God do for you so far, and there's so much more we haven't seen yet that He wants to do for us. And I want to get to that place, the things I haven't seen. I love the things I've seen. It blows my mind every time I see something as well, Michael. But I guess I need to be ready to see the next things. So, yeah, thanks for that. Next, we'll go down a little way to France and ask our brother Frank to share, please.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Andrew.
Bless you, Frank.
Oh, shit.
Or has he gone out?
I think so, yeah.
No.
I think he had a bad connection.
Yeah, he'll come back in.
Right. Okay, Chrissy, what's in your heart, sister? Oh, here he is.
There he is. Try him now. Wait for his audio.
Yes, can you hear me, Jason?
Excellent.
Yes, excellent. That's better.
Okay, I need to close and restart Zoom. Then, yes, I'm very blessed to be among you, and how God is working my life, and how I can speak in tongues and look only to Him. And this is only Him that opened doors for me to really speak God's word and pray and minister people. And yesterday I had my someone I work with, but he left the firm we were in, and he called me yesterday, and we spoke 1 hour and a half, and he was remembering that I prayed for him for someone, you know, to be with, and he wanted, and it stopped, and I pray for him, and I say, you know, he is a kind of not really believing, but he saw that God opened doors, you know, when I prayed, and I said, you really need God, you really need God, and I prayed for him, and and I am devoted to make him believe and have confidence and trust in God, and that was the part that I was able to share with him, and he just accepted like that, and I was very thankful to that. Yes, today was like speaking in tongues, and we drove far from our place, kind of. And we were almost in Paris. That was okay. It was just speaking in tongues and doing what I needed to do, and it was cool. It was good. Yes, and thank you very much for me to permit me to share and speak, and I'm very thankful to God for opening doors for me, and for friends to have people who turn her heart to God and really be efficient in just looking only to God and see how God is faithful and worthy to be trusted. Then I just continue, and I'm thankful to who I am and what God is doing in my life. And yes, that's all I wanted to share, and just to say that I love you, and we are worthy for as children of God, and God is willing to do great things with us, because we just look only to him and we wait for what he has for us to do. And yeah, we are such we are the light of the world, and we are salted, you know, the salt of this earth, and God is going to really do great things. Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, great little testimony there. So we'll believe along with you that man you prayed for will come to the God, come to the truth, and maybe be the next laborer. Who knows?
I found my new mute button, Jason.
Sorry?
I found my mute button.
Yeah. Do you want to share next, Chrissy?
Well, maybe just a little bit. I was thinking about what the Lord's doing in my life. And I had the opportunity presented to me to go out and to minister in my hometown. So I was kind of excited about that, but then it kind of teared off a little bit. So we didn't plan anything, but I'm looking forward to getting to pray for some people that are maybe down their luck a little bit in my hometown here in Los Angeles. So that's to look forward to. And some other opportunities that are fully booked about. And I don't really have a lesson or a testimony prepared to share. I just wanted to maybe ask to pray that I could reach somebody as we go out. So, yeah, that's just what God's been working in my life lately as far as ministry. And anyway, I love you guys. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Chrissy. That's wonderful. Yeah, God's at work. Just trust him. Definitely in all things. So, Nancy, would you like to share next, please, sister?
I know she might be cooking or something, Jace.
Okay.
Okay, there's Patrie, and there's
Right, who hasn't shared? Right, Mary, would you be blessed to share next, sister?
I don't know if she can, actually. She did mention she would listen.
Hi, I can't share, I'm cleaning. Okay, I'm at my client's house.
No problem.
But God bless you, and I'm happy for you, Bambi. Congratulations.
Bless you, Mary.
God bless
you,
too, Mary. We love you, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Petrie, have you got anything to share, sister?
Yes, hello, I'm
hello.
Here.
God bless.
God bless you.
God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. It was a little bit hard for me to turn on the mic sometimes. Yes, I'm fine, I'm here, and I'm happy because I was sharing the certain things about life and about the work God with Mary last night, Mary Long, and I felt fine because very happy to help her with some inspired words, and I know that she had the attitude, the right attitude to listen it. From God, in fact, because when we talked about God's word, and when we talk to someone by inspiration, the thing is that the person be blessed. Well, I feel a lot of satisfaction, and I feel very happy to serve the word of God to other people. When I have the opportunity, it's very nice when you can see there are people who are expecting to see from God, to receive from Him. Almost everybody is looking for material things, you know. I found people here that are all the time trying to see how to get some money to eat, or how to pay the rent, or some of them needs healing, you know. But all of that is provided by God. God, for Him, is nothing is impossible. It's like He's the author of abundance. He is like a foundation with water that never ends. It's like a foundation of living waters, a foundation that never gets without a supply. So we can go to God and we can see Him working in our lives when we are attent, we are obedient to His voice. We are humble and meek, and that's a common pattern that we can see also in the Bible. All the people who have received during all the times have listened to God, and has they have expected from Him, because He is the one who really can help us in any kind, in any field of our lives. At the same time, again, most of them are things that we can see with our eyes, but there are other things that we cannot see now, and we should be strong also. And it is the hope, it is the everlasting life that Jesus Christ won for us. It's something that we cannot see as money or as a healing. When a person is healed, we can see it, or something in the five senses world. It's something that we have to expect. And I was thinking about that because the main theme, the main subject in the Word of God is Jesus Christ. But it's also all the things that He won for us. And He has won for us a lot of legal rights that we can enjoy, we can we can live now as ours. And well, one of them is that the hope, and it's not something that we can see right now. But I thank God that, because although during all these years, I have been keeping the word God with me in my heart, as you all, and we have been strengthening. We have been God has was helping us to be stronger in not only in faith for every day and the things in life that we need in life, but also for the hope that day where we'll see Jesus Christ face to face in person, and all our beloved ones, all our dear family of faith, complete in unity, and all those who have slept in Christ, we will see them and we will hug them and we will, and that was in a perfect, that will be in a perfect unit, embraced by God. So it's nice to keep it in mind all the time, all the time. The Word of God says that Jesus Christ will come back, and also it's funny because many people say that God, that Jesus Christ will come back. I was reading that a person who said that was Einstein. Another one I read a few days before was Noam, what's the name? Chomsky, a philosopher also. I don't know what he knows about the Bible, the Word of God, I mean, but it's very interesting. So we are expecting that day. During this time, what we can enjoy is to be expecting from God for everything, every supply in every field of our lives. We can be expecting to receive it from Him. And at the end, well, we will need to be expecting from Him also the gathering, that special day that everything will be perfect and not limited like things are today. So that's what I want to share with you, that God is a powerful. I can see Him working in our lives, in life of people around me. Now we are in the third wave here in Argentina, and people have a lot of fear because it's the first time that everyone is talking about this is worse than last year, because there are some cities that are lacking beds for special unity, things like that. It's like there are a lot of people who dead, who die, I mean. But the thing is that we have not get into winter. We are in autumn yet. So it's like people will need to go through June and July, and everyone is very scared of all of that. But we have a powerful God who takes care of us all. I can see all, I could see also believers who have been delivered, who have been healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And I can see God works in the life of people around me. They are lack of food, or don't have to, how to get money, and in a way or another, God supplies them. I don't know how he can do all of that, really, but he is God, and he's not limited with us as we are. I mean, we have a limited capacity, or limited in this body, a limited way to get supply, or ability, or intelligence, or whatever. But God has everything. I mean, he's really powerful. People need to, and all of us need to go to him, because he can give us all we need in life. So I'm happy to see how he can work, not only in my life, but also in people around me. So I can say the same of David said, that I have never seen a son of God abandoned by God. I have never seen that the word of God does not function. I mean, that sometimes, or many times, people fail. I fail. I have failed many times in being obedient, or in be attend to what God says. But I can see that God is perfect, really. He is perfect, and he is good. He is really good. And we should be very thankful to him for all the things that he gives us every day of our life. And all the things, for all his promises in our life, and for his companion, his caring here, his love for us, and his tender voice and love he has for each one in a special way every day. So I have testimonies, but I don't know if I mention it to you, but some weeks before, Andres phoned me and told me that his father was dying. Practically, he was dying. He told him that he was going, and he went to see him. It was like an hour and a half driving. I told him that I will be praying, and in my praying I was ministering him, healing him. That man is more than 90 years old. He used to have a heart attack in 1970. He used to have asthma also. He used to have COVID as well, some months before. But I didn't want to interrupt this meeting with his father, with visit with him, and just kept praying and minister healing in my prayer. At last, I told God that if it is available, that it's not be his time to depart, that I was asking him that he was completely healed, because of the context of the pandemic situation. I hated this context of situation. And I was praying and Mr. Healing, and then at 8 I sent a message to see if I could talk to Andres again, to ask him about his father, and he told me that they were taking a breakfast. So I praise God really, because he's amazing. He goes over our expectations also. He's great, and all our lives are protected by him. So that's all I wanted to share with you. God bless you, and thank you for listening. listen to me. Love you all.
Yeah, thank you, Patrice. That's wonderful.
That's great, Patrice. Thank you.
And now I would like to pass.
Artie has been trying to do the garden. You've been here. You've seen our yard. And we have a ton of weeds. They just always grow up. The wheat and the tares together, right? Until you pull those tares out. Mm. Well, he's been doing too much, and it's been affecting his back a little bit. And I finally decided, I put on Facebook on one of our town groups, if anybody had any teenagers that would like to make some money, come and do some work, just pulling weeds for a few days, I'd be happy to pay them. So I got a message from this lady that lives a few blocks away, and it turns out that my Gina and my Jamie used to babysit for her kids when they were little. They moved to Mahwah in 2003. She said her Girl Scouts want to come and do the work. So yesterday, three of them came, she and two girls. They were here for probably 3 hours, and they pulled, I can't tell you what they did. So she said they had to go home, but they would come back today. And I insisted on giving the girls some money yesterday. She said, give them $10 each for ice cream. I said, no, I'll give them $20 each and they can bring a friend. So I gave them money for ice cream. So today, she came back this afternoon with one of the girls, and they have been there probably for 2.5 hours, and they don't want to take any money for it. So now she's going to come back again because there's still some wheat, a lot to be done. And the girls don't want money for it, which just blew me away. But I told her, I said, I'm going to donate to the troop when they're done, because that's not right. They've worked hard, and they can take the money and do something as a troop or whatever. But I was so blessed because, you know what? Scott's here. He works his butt off from morning till night. He's out there in the yard. He's pulling weeds, planting gardens, mowing lawns, and doing all the other stuff. My son-in-law is working two jobs right now because he helps Bob Fowler at their store. And it's like, it doesn't matter how many people, we just can't get down on our knees and do the weeds anymore. So it was such a blessing when these girls showed up. And the doctor said to Artie on Tuesday, I don't want you getting down on your hands and knees pulling weeds anymore at 83 years old. So he's been blessed. We're blessed. We have a wedding tomorrow, which is great. Two great believers get married. And it's going to be a great weekend. It's Memorial Day, and I'm looking forward to next week and great things. And our garden's getting weeded at the same time. So I was just blown away by that. They weren't the only ones. There was another group of people that called. The soccer team. Artie used to teach in Mahwah in the schools. I got that call on Facebook and Messenger from one of the women, the soccer team from the high school, wanted to come and do the work in our yard, and they didn't want to be paid. And I'm like, holy smoke, you know, what kid today doesn't want to get paid? I said, well, I have Girl Scouts coming, but if it doesn't work out, I'll give you a buzz back. So God just is working overtime, because, you know, that's when you get up against the wall and you've done everything you can and you just can't do anymore. He's got to provide, and he does. So it's been a hallelujah. So I just wanted to share that. I've been listening. I've been doing all my paperwork. I got knocked off somehow when I was had that screen up. But no, I just got blessed. And I hurried to get back today so that I would be able to get on here at some point. So, and I'm looking forward to Sunday.
Yeah, the leaders meeting. That'd be great.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
But you guys sound like you're having a good time there.
Yeah, we had a busy day today actually, and so we're both a bit tired today. Like Kim didn't want to shed. She's awake now.
I'm awake now,
but she was shattered. Like, Jason said, "Oh, should I ask him?" And I said, "Yeah, ask him." Next minute, I looked over, she's like,
"Oh, another believer just told me that they just had what the heck happened here? Wait a minute. They just had a big
a bunch of tornadoes, hail, and floods in Wuhan, of all places. Gee, isn't that a shame? And our mask mandates are coming off tomorrow. No mask mandate. Everything's open 100% indoors. Now, the only thing this democratic governor's trying to do is only the vaccinated can take their masks off. And, of course, they really can't force that because you can't ask people medical questions. So he tried to put something through that the people that work have to keep masks on. So you know what, God? Do whatever you want to and God, just take them out. So anyway, that's where we're at. It's going to be a great week. We're going to have fun tomorrow, and we're going to stay overnight even though it's only a half hour away.
Yeah.
Just to get a rest. And that's it.
That's great, Nancy. We actually can go into restaurants now, and started from last week. I don't know about in Ireland. Is it the same in Ireland, Marie? Can you go in to eat now in the pubs and drink? Yeah, you can. Cool. And I think June the 21st, they want to get rid of the masks and everything. So
you still have masks there too?
Yeah
most only of them to here go in, are done.
Only to go into the shops. And it's law. You got to wear it. So if you don't, £100 fine. Yeah, so we, you know, we
can't. You go down and you go get yourself a piece of what they call mesh fabric.
Yeah.
And make a mask. And it's all, you breathe through it.
Oh, right.
It's just a piece of mesh. You know, like those Cockney men over there wear those fancy holy underwear. And you put it across your face.
Yeah. That's why I said to Kim, it's like wearing a pair of small knickers. Anyway, that's all right. I don't mind that. Anyway.
I'll wear a mask. You won't ever want to see it again.
Okay, Jane.
Oh, boy.
Jane, would you like... Thank you, Nancy, love. Jane, would you like to share anything, sweetheart? You'll be the last one.
Come on. Oh, wow. Thank you for including me. I just had to get on here and thank God for everything he's been doing for me. And I want to thank you for welcoming us on this call again. Because that guy Duke that I told about your call, he wanted to get on, and he's in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And he told me the next day, you know, he just made an effort, and I know it was hard for him because I don't know all of his circumstances, but he was going to school over there and when this pandemic started, and then he got stuck over there, and his mother's in another part of the country.
Oh.
But he just loves God, and he's just been believe in God. And yet, I have to tell you, the next day, he found three, I don't know, liters, he said, of oil on his doorstep, and he had no idea who put it there. And that meant a lot to him because a lot of times he's starving, but he don't call it starving. He says he's fasting, and he does, you know, more of us could fast. I found that out. We don't have to eat as much food as we thought we did.
Yeah,
anyway, it really blessed my heart because I know it was God trying to encourage him. Because it was no coincidence that had happened right after the day he tried to get on the Zoom call. And God has really been blessing me and showing me that everything you're saying, Lawrence, is the word. And God is, I forgot that word, but he's just putting his stamp on the word and showing us that it is the truth. And God really will give you somebody, and God really does care about you, and he wants you to understand, because I just have to thank God for Michelle Prigoff. She's the one who, we were helping her husband, and he did fall asleep, and God really blessed her, because she did her best to keep him alive, And I knew God wanted him well, and so did she. So that's the reason we hung in there. But God really showed us that the word is true. I mean, but it's how you look at it. And you have to look at it from God's point of view. You could take one sentence and just turn it around and make it mean so many different things.
Yeah.
And so I thank you for your encouragement. And I'm just going to hang in there with these people on dialysis here in Grapevine. and God inspired me. I like to get gift cards over here because then I don't have to worry about change. If I go into a store, I just give them the gift card and they take the price, whatever it is, and I don't have to dig around for change.
Yeah,
but they give us 3 cents off every gallon of gas that we buy, and now the gas is going up over here, but I have to put a stop to that because I found out that those principalities and powers don't have anything against our God.
That's
our
right.
God is still greater,
yeah.
And all we have to do is ask and command what we want to happen. Like you said, it's not what you see, it's what you want to see. And I've seen it
yeah,
before. The gas prices were going up, and I commanded the gas prices to go down to $3 a gallon. And God said, "Well, while you're doing it, why don't you make it $2 a gallon?" I couldn't believe it, so I commanded it down to $2 a gallon. And it took about, I don't know, almost a year, but it went down to $1.99 a gallon. And it just was such a blessing to people here in Texas because the weather's good here, but you need a car to get around. And,
yeah.
And so many people have children and they have to take their children to games and to exercise and stuff. And so it was such a blessing. And I just thank God for showing me things that I can do to help people. So anyway, what I wanted to tell you was I was going to go to Tom Thumb and get some gift cards. God inspired me to go ahead and get some gift cards for the IHOP. We have this restaurant here, you know, where they sell pancakes. And for some reason, everybody likes pancakes. But anyway, I'm going to talk to them and take down names. I'm very leery about getting people's names. I don't know. I feel like I'm invading their privacy. But, you know, somebody's going to be happy to meet me. I'm convinced of that now.
Amen.
Because I'm so happy I met you and Kim. So thank you for encouraging us and believe with me that I can get the names of a couple of people that want to get a miracle because that's how I got healed because I could believe you. But I needed your help because the fear was just so overwhelming, and I knew that God wanted me healed. But it's our decision. If you give up in the middle of your trial, you know, and you say, well, you know, I guess God's not going to do it. Well, then you're sunk because it's up to you. You have to decide. Oh, and we have this one little girl in the hospital, Samantha. She had asthma and she got COVID. And now they're on Facebook asking for prayers for this little girl. And it's just terrible because you can pray and pray and pray. We have a lot of people at this one church that I've been going to that we pray for that already died. Because we don't know how to manifest this discerning of spirits. And she had asthma. She has to get rid of that asthma. And I put it out there. But it just went right over everybody's head because they insist on praying for her. Well, that's not going to do it. You have to get rid of asthma and you can get rid of COVID too. But God told me one time, I have to share this with you, that everything that has a name has something behind it. If you say cow, you're not going to get a dog. You got a cow. There might be a lot of different breeds, but it's not a dog. And this COVID-19 is evil, and it didn't come from God, and it's just a name, but there is something behind it, and even though you can't see it, it has ears. It can hear. So that's the reason words are so important, Lauren. I'm just finally catching on.
That's awesome, Jay. That is
so
awesome.
All this. I'm glad I made it to 70 years old, because now I'm catching on, finally. Words are important because these spirits can hear. And all you do is use your authority that you get from Almighty God as a child of God. We're His children, and He gives it to us automatically because He loves us. And so I'm going to try to help these people on dialysis see that they can get a miracle in their kidneys. Why wait until you die and get your new body when you could get new kidneys right now?
Yes.
So I didn't know we could be happy. You know, I went to the convent. You were supposed to sacrifice for the Lord, and you know, you weren't supposed to, I don't know, they were all happy, but that's not what they preached. And so I thought it was right to be sad. but it's not. And I'm so happy now that you put a smile on my face and everybody here. Thank you for calling in and for encouraging one another, because that's what we need in this day and time.
Amen.
We need to be happy and we need to say what God wants us to say. Thank you so much and have a good weekend.
Bless your heart, Jane. That was really great, encouraging words. And as simple as that, you know, no one can outdo the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He's paid the lot. And so all we got to do is receive what he's done and then manifest it through, you know, saying what we want and not what we see, mindset on God, you know, and just not putting up with the negatives, you know.
Oh,
you all right? You know, just through the, you know, the negatives and all that, things that are come in, try and distract. And we just say, no, Satan, you got no jurisdiction over me. You got no rights here. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. I am blessed. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're on holy ground. Get off. You can't stand on it. You're going to burn. Get out now. You know, we got authority. We got power. You just got to use it. Use your words. Get your mind focused with God. Just single-minded. We are victorious. You know, we don't focus on the negatives, the you know, like, oh, the enemy's going to do. No, he's defeated. We don't even look at it. Seriously, if something comes up, we talk to it. We say, get out. Got no right. And then we stand our ground. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, he'd give us exactly what to say, and we stand, and God takes care of everything. And then in the meantime, we just keep, as like waiting on God, we just keep saying what God says, speaking his word in our life and to other people, giving that encouragement. So with that, I'm going to ask someone to pray, and then we'll have some manifestations. So, who would like to pray? Go on, Cathy Clark, you go for it, darling. And then Jane afterwards.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for all the wonderful things that you have so freely given to us. Father, we ask that you enlighten the eyes of our understanding so that day by day, minute by minute, we can see even greater who you are in us. And for all of those wonderful or foreordained good works, Father, that you've already arranged for us, they're just waiting, Father, and that you direct and guide us into those, and that you are glorified and we are made very, very happy. We thank you, Father, that you are the one that works, and that all we have to do is to trust and look at you, that you've made our part really, really simple and easy too. You're such a great God, and how thankful we are that you love us and that you didn't give up long, long ago, Father, that you are not willing to let mankind go, that you are not willing to let him slip out of your hands, Father, and that you did all that you did to regain him and us as your children. We are so thankful and grateful for your love and your kindness and for all that you have done and continue to do for us each and every day. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I sure thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I thank you for this opportunity to be together, God. I thank you for inspiring Lawrence to make a call like this, to have a meeting in the evening so that we could all see that we are called to a body of Christ, that we're all placed in that body where it pleases you, God. And I thank you, Father, so much for your word, that you preserved it over this time. And I thank you for all these people here who have studied your word and have it down in their heart so that we can learn and we can know, because they're believing for us to learn and to know and to stand on your word, God. I thank you for that, for giving us somebody in the five senses world like you did Moses and Abraham and Jacob, that we can see with our eyes and hear with our ears. And we can follow you, God, because we know you are the way, the truth, and the life, God. And you have given us everything in your word and in your son. And I thank you, Father, for this, God, for blessing these people back exceedingly abundantly above all they could even ask or think. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. And would someone like to speak in tongues, interpret, or prophesy?
I would.
Go on then, Mary. Go for it, my darling.
Okay. there is a true way in everybody's heart. So reach out to them, because when you reveal to them the greatness of my word, they can seek me instead of the distractions in the world. Their lives can be super abundantly more blessed, and you can deliver them from the things that trouble them. You're my mighty sons and daughters, and I just adore you so much. I, your Heavenly Father, have created the lilacs, the pine trees, the flowers, but the best of it all is the God in Christ in you. That's my Holy Spirit dwelling in you. So let her rip, kids.
Amen to that. And someone else? Someone else like to speak in tongues and interpret? You have to unmute your mic, don't forget.
Be at rest, my children, for yeah, I am your father. My desire is for you to rest. My desire is for you to prosper, but it's me that's going to help you prosper. Not the world, not other things, but look only unto me, my children. For yeah, I am your father. And I do love you with a deep and a burning and abiding love. Look only to me, for I love you.
Amen to that, brother. And Barbara, you have to unmute your mic, sweetheart. Do you want me to help you do it? Ask to unmute mic. There you go.
Yeah, okay. I love you, my children. I have given you my spirit so you know all the time what to do. Come to me with everything that's on your heart and know that I will help you and I will fill you with everything you need.
Amen to that. Praise God. And someone, a word of prophecy. Anyone, unmute your mic, give a word of prophecy. Go on, Katy Clark. Let me help. There you go. There you go, you're fine.
I know, I messed it up. I am a great God, and I have called you forth to great things. For my children, I am the Lord Jehovah, and I do love thee tenderly, and I love thee greatly. And there is nothing in this world that you ever have to hesitate or fear or be concerned about. For you are with me at my right hand, and all things are under your feet. I have enabled you to do everything that I guide and direct you to do, so you never have to lean to yourself or to what you think you know. For I will give you all things that you need to know and understand at each and every moment of every day. Because I love you, my children. So therefore, trust in me and look to me only and walk forth.
Amen. And Marie Carroll, would you like to close out with a word of prayer, love? Bless you, darling.
No bother. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for tonight's fellowship and for everybody's sharings and testimonies, Father, and you are a trustworthy God, and we are so thankful unto you, and we thank you for those powerful words of edification and comfort, Father. You are a mighty God, and we love you, Daddy God. You are so amazing, and we are so thankful. And I just pray for everyone on tonight's Zoom fellowship, and I pray for a great weekend and a great week ahead, and we are so thankful unto you, Abba Father, and we just pray for a good night's rest, and we're excited for tomorrow and for Sunday and for everything, Father. We're just so thankful, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this great fellowship and for the way you bring the people on, for working in everyone's hearts and lives and situations and circumstances. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the provision. Thank you for the direction, the vision, the desire. Thank you for continue to work mightily in each and every individual, God. And I want to also thank you, especially for Bambi and her husband, Father, for blessing that marriage greatly and for making them a mighty team for you and for taking care of all their needs in their beginnings of marriage, Father. And I just thank you. What a joy that is to be married. And double the believing, double the faith, Father. So I just thank you for everyone on here, Father, all the beautiful hearts, God, and that you really are working and directing each individual greatly. And I just am so thankful, God, for everything that you do in our life. It's all by your wonderful grace. Father, your wonderful mercy and grace. We thank you for your compassions and your tenderness and your love for us, God. And thank you for helping us to be everything that you know we are to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Well, we love you thank all.
You. Thank you.
Bless you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Bless you, everyone.
Up you all.
Well, we
good night,
strong.
Guys. Have a great weekend.
Bless you.
Yeah, too. Nice. God bless you all.
Bless you, Marie. Bless you, Katy, Barbara, Nancy, Jane, Bambi, Christy, Peter, Marie. God bless.